الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه. أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, as we were talking last Friday about the issue of patience, sabr, and we had left the topic unfinished, inshallah today we'll complete with that. And as we continue where we left off last time of the issue that there are three types or three dimensions to sabr. Sabr in obedience, sabr against disobedience, having the patience to resist and refrain from the temptations, from the fitna and fasad and fusuqu. And also the third type or third dimension, sabr fil bala. Now often people ask question, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test people? Why does He put people into such bala and balwa and fitna, trials and tribulation? As we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in Surah Al-Kabut, Surah 29 verses, the first two verses, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُ أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. What? People think, anticipate, that they will just say, أَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَشَهَدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ, and that's it, and they'll be left alone. وَهُمْ يُتْرَكُونَ. يُتْرَكُونَ مِنْ تَرَكَ يَتْرُكُ, meaning to leave them alone. If it was so easy to enter Jannah to just say, أَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَشَهَدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ, then there'll be no purpose of this life. The purpose of this life is to test us, to test the wit, the resolve, the commitment, and the patience to stay steadfast, istiqamah. That's where Allah SWT talks about istiqamah in many different places in the Quran. In Surah Fussilat, in Surah Ahqaf, Allah SWT says in Surah Fussilat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Really, those people who say that their Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, they don't just say رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ, then that's it, they forget about the Akhirah, they say, worry about dunya, no. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, they remain steadfast on it. تَتَنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, angels descend upon them to say them, to give them the bashara, the good news. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, don't be fear, don't be grieving, don't be depressed, don't be scared. لَا تَخَافُوا, don't be scared of anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be grieved, don't be depressed, because remember, لَكَ الْجَنَّةِ, for you the أجر الْجَنَّةِ. وَنَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And then the angels also tell these people who are مُسْتَقِيم, عَلَى صَرَاتُ مُسْتَقِيم, that we angels, malaika, are your awliya. Awliya is the plural of wali. Wali meaning a very close friend, someone who's very close, attached, deeply integrated to it. So, and that is why we see that to get Jannah, it's not that easy. The biggest thing is patience. And that's what Allah's mother is saying. What? They think that they'll say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَشَهَدُ رَسُولُ, and that's it. يُدْرَكُونَ وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and they will not be tested. يُفْتَنُونَ مِنْ فِتْنَةٍ, in a trial. That they have to be tested to test their kalima shahada, test their commitment, test their conviction, test their resolution, their commitment, their devotion to Allah, how devoted they are. And through this test will come a lot of struggle and hardship and difficulties. Why? To elevate the ranks. That's why Rasulullah said that أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً, three times, ثلاثة مرات. التكرار, as you know, is للتأكيد وأهمية تشيء. Allah SWT, the Baha'i over here is saying the three times, repeating to stress and emphasize that look, certainly the reward of Allah is ghali, very expensive. You think you need to go and purchase Jannah just for nothing? Just by saying the Shahada on your tongue, you think you can purchase Jannah? No. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةِ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. He said that the reward and return, recompense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jannah, and it is very ghali, 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 three times that he said, to make us realize and sink in that look, patience is the name of the game. Patience is what will weather the storm. Patience is everything in every aspect of our life, from the time we are born till the time we go to the grave. Even going to the grave is a test of patience. at the time of Sakarat al-Maut, and after someone has passed away, how patiently someone has to show their resolution. They don't have to stretch their hair, tear their shirt, bang their heads and hands to the wall. No, they have to show patience. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And that's what Allah was saying in Surah Baqarah, that those people who الَّذِينَ أَصَابَهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, those people who are afflicted with something, they say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We are certainly from Allah and we're going to return to Him. And that is why part of the patience is to bury the dead quickly. That is part of the patience. So we see that Allah's word in Surah An-Kabut, the first two verses, is telling us, وَلَفَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah's word is telling us in this ayah, certainly we tested the people who came before you. O people of Muhammad, you're not the only people who are going to be tested on this earth. But every follower of every prophet from the time of Adam to our time has been tested, has been examined of their commitment and patience to Allah. And therefore, why? So that Allah can know الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا, those who are truthful, those who are honest to their commitment. This shahada is a pact, an agreement. And that is what Allah SWT is saying. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah SWT is saying that these people will be thinking that that's it, saying the shahada is enough. So we see that Allah SWT is telling us, sabr is part of the iman. In fact, it's synonymous to the word Muslim or Islam, sabr. And that's what Rasulullah said, أَصَبْرُ فِي صَدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Sabr is not that after the calamity has struck you and you exert or you show your disgruntlement, you show your despair on it, or you show your disagreement to it, you shout, you wail, and you cry and you scream, and after that you say, oh, okay, I better be patient. No. Sabr fi sadmatil ula. The moment something strikes you, the moment something afflicts you, the moment something plagues you, how you show your resolve, this is sabr. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, don't think that sabr comes later down after you have, after the nerves have cooled down, after your anger and your impatience has subsided, and you say, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have spit on that person's face. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have slapped him. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have pushed him, I should have sabr. No, it's too late. When the person irritated you, when the person aggravated you, when the calamity struck you, when the accident happened, when the sickness plagued you, when the disease struck you, how you resolved at that first instant, a sabratul ula, this is sabr. Not sabr that after you show your whole resentment to the issue, then you say, oh, you know, by the way, Allah says to be patient, so khalas, I'll be patient. After you bang your head on the wall that somebody has died, you say, oh, no, now Allah has taken, so I have to be patient. No. As-sabr fi sadmat al-ula. And we see in the Quran examples of this sabr. We see in the Quran examples of these three dimensions of sabr. As-sabr fi al-ta'a, as-sabr fi al-ma'asiyah, wa as-sabr fi al-bala. And we'll discuss those three examples right now. And the first one, as we see in sabr fi al-ta'a, is in Surah Safat, Surah 37, Allah SWT tells us very beautifully in the qissah of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, that when they are going for that, this is one of the biggest, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. Allah SWT is saying in this surah, in this ayah, that look, إِنَّ هَذَا, meaning this test and trial that Ibrahim alayhi salam went through after seeing the dream, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ, it's the biggest bala, biggest test, biggest examination that Allah can take from any abd, human being. And certainly he reached that maqam. That's why Allah says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah did not take anyone as Khalil Ibrahim alayhi salam, to show the reward that Allah gave him. And then Allah says in that surah, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُهُ سَعْيَا قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. What a beautiful ayah. What a beautiful ayah. Subhanallah. You read this ayah 100 times, 1,000,000 times, you never get tired of it. You think deep about this ayah 1,000,000 times, you still keep stunned and astonished at the hikmah, wisdom behind. Allah is not saying, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ السَّعْيَ meaning walking. When the son became big enough that he's walking with his father, he can help you. Why did Allah want to specifically choose this word over here? He's trying to give me and you an idea. Every qari al-Qur'an, but look, when the son is 2 years old, 1 year old, still too young, if you're tested at that time, yes, it's still a big test. But at that time, the person is not assisting you, helping you, aiding you. But when the son is big enough, 9, 10, 11, 12 year old, now the son is moving around. Now you can ask, bring me a glass of water. Can you take this thing out? Can you help me out with this? The son is moving around, so your attachment has come into it, the son. This is the Bala al-Mubeen. When Ibrahim al-Islam was the most afflicted with it, in the way that he was most attached and affixed to the son, Allah put him to a test that he showed him a dream. Inni ara fil manami anni adhbahuka. Oh my son, and he says very beautifully, Allah is teaching us a father-son relationship, the communication between the father and son, how open channel of communication there should be. Then he doesn't just come and say, son, I saw this dream, khalas, let's go. And then he grabbed the knife. No. He says, Ya Bunayya, inni ara fil manami anni adhbahuka. Fanzur maza tara. Oh my son, I see in the dream that I'm sacrificing you. So what do you see? Fanzur maza tara. Are you at the same wavelength as me or my son? Are you thinking like I'm thinking? Are you believing like I'm believing? Are you in the same commitment, devotion level? Fanzur maza tara. He is seeking consultation, advice. Sometimes we as fathers, we have to sit down and listen to our children. Sometimes we as fathers and mothers and parents, we have to talk to our kids. It's not always the one-way street as the mentality usually is, traditionally from a cultural point of view. What does my son and daughter know about this? But here, Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam is teaching all of humanity a big lesson. Even as a father, he is asking the son, what do you see, O son? Do you see with my eyes? Do you see eye to eye? Or are you on a different wavelength? And that's where the slogan comes up, there's a communication gap. My father or my son doesn't think, doesn't talk the way I talk, the way I think. No. Here Allah is teaching a very close-knit relationship, intertwined together. That, oh my son, فَنْظُرْ مَاذَا قَالَ. And look at the beauty of the son. يَا أَبَتِي, oh my beloved father. Not, oh my this father or that father. He's saying very politely, with so beautiful words. يَا أَبَتِي, oh my beloved father. Oh my most close related father. Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar. Go ahead and do what you have been ordained to do. He didn't say, if'al ma tasha, do as you please. Look at the beauty of the communication going on between father and son. He says, oh my beloved father, go as you have been ordered. I know that your manam, I know that your him, your dream is an order, amr in Allah. So you can never disobey Allah. So what's the point of me starting to shout and scream and show my impatience? What is the point of me trying to nag and groan and say, oh father, can you please talk to Allah? Can we get away from this? No. He immediately shows his resolution. He immediately shows his firm commitment. Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar. Oh my beloved father, go ahead and do what you have to do, what you have been told to do. Don't go ahead and do what you please, what your heart pleases. And then he says, satajuduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. Oh my father, don't feel hesitant, don't feel reluctant. Oh my father, you will not find me from the impatient, you will find me from the patient ones. Satajuduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. InshaAllah, bi-iznillah, with the will of Allah, oh my father Ibrahim alayhi salam, you will find me, Ismail alayhi salam, from the patient ones. This is sabr al-ta'a, that when obligation comes, you have to do it. You can't think a second option. When Allah says do this, that's it. Unfortunately today, we have become so impatient, brothers and sisters, as Muslims. 1.6 billion living on earth, and we are so impatient, just to give you an idea, that Allah says something in the Quran, and we are on the other side. 180 degrees opposite. We have the audacity, we have the stubborn and courage to say, no, the Quran was there for 1400 years ago. Oh, these ayats were for people who lived in the desert Arabian land. We have now cars, jet planes and trains, and we have fresh tap water. They had to go and fetch water from the well, from the there. People have the audacity to say such words, that the Quran was for such, and there's not no Muslims, us Muslims saying this. Can you imagine? And that's what Allah's mother sends a stern warning in Surah Baqarah. أَفَتَأْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ لَأَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Allah's mother says very beautifully in verse 86 in Surah Baqarah, أَفَتَأْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ. You play games with Allah's mother. Allah is addressing the reader of the Quran. Are you playing games with me? With the Khaliq, with the Malik, with the Razik, with the Master Creator. Are you playing games? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. You believe in some parts of the book and implement because it soothes your nafs. Oh, this part is easy. Yes, I can do this part. Praying is fine. Doing salam is fine. But when it comes to command and obligation and test to show the struggle of the nafs, the mujahidah, oh no, this is not applicable to me. This is 1400 years ago. وَتَكْفُرُوا الْبَعْدِ. And you reject and deny that. فَمَا جَزَاءُ. Allah's mother is ayat al-istifham, ayat al-su'al. Allah is asking in istifham, in a question, inquisition. Allah is inquiring from me and you, the reader of the Quran. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ. What do you think, O reader of the Quran, should be the return and recompense of a person who plays games with the ayat of Allah, who believes in some and rejects some? What should be the return? Allah is saying, إِلَّا. Except خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Disgrace, disrespect, dishonor, despicable behavior, standard in this dunya. خِز really means to degrade someone, to disrespect someone, to downgrade someone. Having no izzah in maqam. Unfortunately, that is what we have become because of our own impatience. Our izzah, our maqam has subsided, has taken a nosedive because of our own actions. No one else to blame. We easily blame it on shaitan, on adu Allah, adu al-Muslimin, but we don't blame it on our own. And we have become as Muslims impatient. The purpose of this Muslim was to be sabr, a sabr fi sidnat al-ula. And in the second example from the Quran of sabr al-ma'siyah, we see in Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Surah Yusuf, Surah 12 in the Quran, as we see in the whole qissa of Yusuf al-Islam, when the Imra'atul Aziz, when the wife of the governor, وَغَلَّقَتَ الْأَوَّابِ وَقَالَتْ حَيْتَ لَكَ قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي أَحْسَنُ مَثْوَايَ. Allah's mother over there tells us in the Quran, in this incident, that when that wife became very seductive and began to entice and lure Yusuf al-Islam towards ma'siyah, towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say? She closed the door and she attracted him. He said, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. My Rabb is the best example. I remember Allah. I seek refuge in Allah from the dhamm. I seek refuge. He is remembering Allah. هَذَا هُوَ الصَّبْرُ ضِدَّ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. This is the patience against disobedience of Allah, against any sin. This is the patience, the commitment, the courage. Having the stamina and the strength, like a big reservoir, like a big wall of patience. Having the strength to say no to ithm, no to dhamm, no to ma'siyah, no to evil and sinfulness, no for the disobedience of Allah. Having the courage to say that, not rather being tempted and lured. One of the signs of the weakness or the impatience of nafs you want to see is in the hadith of Rasulullah. He said, Al-Nadhru sahm min saham Iblis. This eyesight is a spear from the spears of Iblis. So Iblis uses the nadhr, our own tool. Iblis uses our own body part against us by luring us. And when a person is impatient, the first thing that they lose is their nadhr. They'll start staring and glaring. They feel no hesitation, no karahiyah. They feel no irritation in the heart when they're looking at something they're not supposed to look. Whether it's the opposite gender, whether it's something else, whether what. Because they've become so numb inside. The patience is gone. They become so cooled down and numb. They don't feel any hesitation. They don't feel any bad, any haya, any shame in that. So what? At least she's covered. There's sometimes the slogans that people come out with, justification. That when they are doing the ma'siyah, they say, oh, so what if she's not wearing hijab? At least she's covered from top to bottom. But Allah's mother is saying, ghadd al-basar, lower your gaze. In the context of protecting the eyesight. And we see that when the sabr against ma'siyah goes away, shaitan begins to influence the soul, begins to attract, begins to over-occupy and overwhelm the nafs. And gradually begins to make his place in the heart. Because every eyesight, every hearing, every tongue movement, every word uttered make an effect and impact on our heart. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Allah SWT tells in Surah Mutaffifin, Surah 89, كَلَّا بَلْ No, certainly, رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ There is a ra'an on their heart. There is an enclave. There is a succumbing of something of pressure in their heart because of their own deeds and actions. Lastly, but not the least, very quickly, the third dimension of the example of sabr fil bala. We looked at the example of Ibrahim and Ismail and Yusuf in sabr fil ta'ar wa sabr fil ma'asiyah. And now the third one we see sabr ayyub. Wa ayyub is nada rabbahu anhu masamu al-dhur wa anta arhamur rahimin. فَسَجَدْنَا لَهُ وَبَشَّرْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرُّ Allah tells in Surah Anbiya, Surah 21 verses 83-84, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْنَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنْ يُمَثَّنِي الظُّرُّ And when remember Ayyub alayhi salam when he called upon his Rabb, أَنْ يُمَثَّنِي الظُّرُّ Oh Allah, harm has afflicted me. And when did he come up with this feeling, izhar, the expression of this feeling, at the pinnacle of his patience? As we know that for so many years, in many narrations comes as 40 or 20, for so many years he has been in this plague, in this disease, in this paralyzing state, and he never said, oof. And when Allah took away his tongue, when the tongue also became paralyzed, and he can't move the tongue, he can't say anything, then he expressed from his heart, his soul, this feeling, Ya Rabbi, Masani Abu, Oh Allah, harm has afflicted me. Why? Because the only thing, the only organ, the only tool, the only instrument with which I had some ilaqa, some irtibat with you, zikrullah, is this tongue. And now you took that away, now harm has afflicted me. All the pain and agony that I was suffering, all the anguish that was there in my body, I did not feel anything about it. I kept on bearing in patience. But now that I've lost the opportunity to remember your name, to remember your wujud, your existence from my tongue, Ya Allah, Ayyub alayhi salam is saying, Masani al-dhurru. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ We answer his call. فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ذُرُ As is very famous in the narration that Jibreel alayhi salam came and put a pond of water and asked him to go and take a bath in it so that he can be relieved. Allah is teaching in the example of Ayyub alayhi salam that look, when it comes to patience, fil balwa, fil fasad, fil fitna, when it comes to patience, sabr, in the agony of affliction and calamity and disaster and accidents and disease and sickness, you have to show the utmost patience because where your element of patience is about to end, that is where the nusra of Allah begins. We usually think that the moment affliction has struck us, we will make dua quickly and that affliction will go away. No, Allah is going to keep it with you for some time to see the commitment level, to see the resolution, the devotion. And when you're about to feel that your sabr is about to break, it's about to just break open and you can't have any more sabr, that is the beginning of the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasul Kareem wa ala alihi wa sahabi man sunna bi sunnati yawm al-deen amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, the reward for sabr is great. And we conclude with this that Allah tells us, first of all, that He is with the ones who are patient. Inna Allah ma'a sabreen, as we heard that so many times. And also Allah tells us in Surah Zumar, verse 10, Inna ma yuffa sabreen ajran bi ghayri hisab. The reward, the return, dividend, fruits of patience are unlimited. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ You cannot affix a formula to it. For every 1 ounce or 1 liter of patience, I will get 10 or 20. No. It is unlimited. Only Allah knows what is the sabr, what is the reward of that sabr, what was the niyyah, intention, what was the commitment level, whether it was there, because people vary and fluctuate in their resistance and patience level. So everyone will get their reward according to their reservoir of patience. And the reason I keep using this word reservoir because the word signifies to some quantity and quality of some ingredient to behold. And patience is something that is like fluid. just like fluid, you spill over, it falls down, it evaporates, it diminishes very quickly. For a solid to diminish, it takes time, but we all learn the law of mechanics and the law of chemistry, that for a fluid to diminish and evaporate takes faster than a solid. And that is why I use the word sabr as with a fluid, because it can be spilled, it could be wasted, it could be diminished, it could be reduced very rapidly. And that is why to hold it, we need dams, we need reservoirs, to withhold within our nafs and soul such huge magnitude of sabr that it is there when we require it. And it's not void or vacuum when we require it. And we have to protect the sabr. It's very hard to earn sabr. But it's very easy to let go of it. It's very, very difficult to accumulate sabr. But it's so easy, within seconds, that you can open the floodgates and sabr can be wasted down the drain. Maybe you have a whole gallon of water sitting on the table, and you think, I've got plenty of water to drink. If I'm thirsty, I'll need it. But somebody comes and drops that down, the whole gallon of water is down the drain, wasted. All of a sudden, within seconds, your whole sabr reservoir is gone. And now that when you're thirsty, when you need the sabr, it's not there. That is why I say we need, as Muslims, to protect our sabr. And that is why we have these a'mal salihah to accumulate sabr, and we have these ways of sabr fil ta'ah wa sabr fil ma'asiyah to protect and preserve sabr, so that we have it when we need. And that's why we see that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, after going through the hisab and kitab and everything, when Allah will ask these people to go through the sirat, that bridge that is so thin as a hair and sharper like the sword, that some people will blaze through with a blink of an eye. Some will crawl, some will run, some will walk. Why? All this because of the nur of iman. All this because of the sabr, the nur of the sabr. And once they make through that bridge, beneath which is blazing fire, attracting the person, when they get to the gates of the paradise, heaven, the angels will say to them, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum, fa ni'ma uqba dar, subhanallah. The angels will come for their welcoming, for their receiving, and they'll say, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, O believers. You have certainly weathered the storm, you have certainly proved the test of metal, and you have passed it successfully. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum, for what you have been patient in the dunya. Patient in Yawm al-Qiyamah when the Hisab Kitab is going. Patient ala sirat when you are going through it. For all these degrees of patience, Salamun alaykum. Like you say sometimes, hats off to that person. I salute that person for what they have done. It's the same when the angels are saying to us, me and you, many Adam, that, oh Adam, and son of Adam, for you we were obligated as malaika to sujood. And certainly we have seen that we were obligated to make sujood to this khalq, to this makhluk, to this creation which has received the utmost grade. And in conclusion, I'll finish off. Last time, last Friday, we said two things to receive or acquire sabr. One was salah, one was zikr. Today, two more things that we need, very much important for sabr, and that is tawbah wa istighfar. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. One of the ways of acquiring sabr, as the Quran teaches us, that when you see blessing, when you see a gift, a reward from Allah, when you see ease, when you see an opening, al-fath, meaning opening from difficulty, from calamity, then immediately don't forget Allah. فَسَبِّحُوهُ سَبَّحَ اللَّهُ يُسَبِّحُ Allah uses his word so many times in the Quran, tasbih of Allah, that at the time of return, at the time of reward and gift and dividend, don't forget Allah. Immediately say tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah azim. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ and seek istighfar. As the Prophet said that I make istighfar 100 times in a day. Can you imagine? This is the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of God, the Blessed. He is seeking forgiveness from Allah 100 times in a day as a way of acquiring more and more patience. Because with him was the torch of Iman, with him was the emblem of Islam. He came for the spreading of Islam. And we see that this is one of the ways to seek patience, is making istighfar, kathratul istighfar. making istighfar a lot, maybe in the middle of the night, tahajjud, qiyam al-layl, or even in the daytime, just making astaghfirullah and tasbih, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhammin, wa atubi ilayh, astaghfirullah rabbi, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, whether we're walking, whether we're driving, whether we're doing something, the tongue is churning out astaghfar. And last but not least also, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yaduna rabbuhum bil ghadati wal ashi yuriduna wajhah. Allah tells us in Surah Kahf, Surah 18, verse 28, be patient, be steadfast, be patient with those who call upon to their Lord, Allah, day and night. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Meaning, don't be alone, don't be secluded, don't be isolated. You can't earn patience alone. You need to earn patience collectively, together, unified. That's what Allah says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wasabiru warabitu. That all you believe, have patience, enjoy patience with others, and connect with each other. Because when you acquire patience together, collectively, unified, it stays within the community, it stays in your soul, in your heart. But if you're alone, the wolf, the shaitan, will come and attack and diminish and reduce that sabr drastically. And that is why it's very important. May Allah give us the tawfiq of sabr. May Allah give us the encouragement to seek sabr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ya fil muslimin wal muslimat, al mu'minin wal mu'minat, wa dahiyya minhu wal amwat, innaka anta sami'u al-du'a. Ibadallah, rahmatullah, inna Allah la yudhi'u al-hisab.